Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do we even need to intro this video? Not really. You already disagree and are mad in the comments, but that's what it's all about. Shout for your favourites, slam those you hate, and the world keeps on turning. But yes, my name is Simon from What Culture. Please do hit that subscribe button. And this, my friends, is the 10 best wrestling matches of 2021. Let's go. Number 10, Edge versus Roman Reigns versus Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania 37. It is easy to forget how good this was given so much has changed since. But it rocked. Even its finish when Roman Reigns did indeed stack and smash Edge and Daniel Bryan worked. It's easy to get all mad about the Tribal Chief now, but back in April he was killing it, a much-deserved Universal Champion. It was also a lovely reminder that WWE is very apt when it comes to triple threats, and when you have three guys of this caliber that also want to ensure the WrestleMania main event feels like the WrestleMania main event, the result is magic. Whether you agree with it or not too, it was clear the idea of the match was to push Roman up to a new level, and both the rated R superstars and Bryan went out of their way to achieve that, and boy howdy did they. It never stopped moving, shifted through the gears at an awesome pace, and was packed with drama, especially the out of nowhere counters. They just kept on coming. It was undoubtedly the best Reigns Mania closer there has ever been, and if you want to say the same for the other two as well, there's definitely an argument for it. Number 9, CM Punk versus Eddie Kingston at Full Gear. We get a lot of pro wrestling in the modern day. Even the smallest of companies usually has a roster that can go in the ring. And because of this, there's this idea that classic matches have to last at least 20 minutes. No flubbing way. If you have the right story and know how you want to achieve it, time is almost irrelevant, as Punk and Kingston proved at AEW's Full Gear pay-per-view. They had built it up wonderfully in only a matter of weeks as they spoke from the hip and totally made you believe what they were spouting was legit, and when it was time to kick ass, good grief, they took lumps out of each other. CM Punk also had that aura about him that very much felt like the straight edge society leader we'd seen more than 10 years prior, especially when he rained down elbows onto Eddie's head. That just led to Kingston telling him to F off though and smacking him in the jaw. The intensity of this. The blood was pouring before long, probably as they were laying things in stiff, and already this is a match for up and comers to study in terms of how to maximize your minutes. It's brilliant. It really is a simple as that, because it comes and goes so fast, but that just gives you all the more reason to watch it again and again. Number 8, Shuri versus Yutami Hayashishita at Stardom Tokyo Dream Cinderella Special Edition. If you are looking for wrestling that doesn't feel like AEW or WWE, this is where you should head. Shuri and Yutami decided to add in a massive dose of reality into their match back in the summer of 2021, and honestly, they didn't hold anything back. Formed through Shuri's legit MMA skills, nothing here didn't effortlessly fit into something else. Even kicking out of a pin would somehow be used as an advantage, and the stiffness of every shot will make you go, oh my gosh, every time. And this would be nothing if Yutami hadn't sold it like she was on the verge of an utter breakdown, but as I'm sure you've guessed, that's exactly what she did. Some of the noises coming out of her mouth were heartbreaking. And when the match went into overtime, the drama was real. It finishes up in true back-and-forth action where you've no clue what's going to happen next. And there's a reason a lot more people than usual were talking about this at the time. It was an absolute classic. Number 7, Kenny Omega versus Phoenix at AEW New Year's Smash. You could probably put a lot of Phoenix matches in these lists because he's just so ridiculous, and the same can be said for Kenneth Omega. So when AEW matched them up at the start of the year, the excitement was just silly, a bunch of wrestling fans skipping with glee to see what the hell they were gonna do. You also get Chris Jericho on commentary, who sold this like it was the most important moment in the company's history, and he even reacted like a kid to this despite his 30 plus years years in the business. Phoenix slammed Omega with the Fire Thunder driver, leaving Chris genuinely taken aback to what he was witnessing. From there on, it's a spot fest, sure, but why that's meant to be a negative, I don't know. They took all their famous moves and string them together like this wasn't an expertly put together sequence, and by the time Kenny caught Phoenix mid-senton and Tiger Driver 98 in his ass, this was right up there, just unreal. The audience gets more into it as it gets ready to peak too, and the V triggers in this thing. So well given and sold by all, it was the modern version of wrestling done as good as anybody could possibly do it. I would watch these two fight forever, even though that's both a silly thing to say and impossible. Number 6, Brian Danielson versus Eddie Kingston on the 29th of October, AEW Rampage. Jon Moxley called this one of his favorite matches ever. Given that Mr. Mox isn't a man to make such over-the-top statements, I think this sums up the level that it reached. Crafting something that at no point felt like it had been pieced together backstage, it was the fighter versus the technical wrestler with so much intensity, it was as if somebody was actually going to die. Danielson laid in kicks at one point, so Eddie grabbed him and chopped the hell out of his chest, and when Brian then responded in kind, Kingston dropped him with a DDT. Oh, just so good. You get all the emotion here too as Eddie lays bare his disappointment and makes sure it's written all over his face, and this underlines where both guys were when they clashed. Danielson proving once again that he is one of the best ever, and Kingston continuing a 2021 that established what an underrated talent he had been for years. Also, see? Not all AEW matches are flippy-dippy-doo-dah. This is as rough and real as it gets. Number 5, Kenny Omega versus Brian Danielson at AEW Dynamite Grand Slam. When it was rumored that Brian Danielson may be headed to AEW, my big hope was we did away with all the pomp and circumstance and let him face a name like Kenny Omega instantly. All Elite Wrestling agreed with this, and within weeks we got this absolute delight of a predetermined fight. It certainly helped that nearly 20,000 people were watching, but even in a broom cupboard, these two would have figured it out. Before they even locked up, fans were going crazy, and how could you not? This felt like some kind of a dream. It didn't even matter that the expectations here were through the roof either. Both Omega and Brian knew what they had to do and that they had the skill to do it, but good grief did they go all out on this night. Omega's running V-trigger that followed a snapdragon suplex to Danielson on the ramp was excellently terrifying, and knowing everyone would be thinking about his injuries, Brian sold this like everything had gone bad. The entire spectacle was just so compelling from start to finish, and while this ended in a draw, that just means when we return for round two, there will be an even bigger story to tell. I mean, the timing, the instincts, the reversals, the speed of it. I have watched this so many times since and will go and watch it again right now. You see something new every time, and it's just a joy. I am happy it exists in my life. Number 4, Walter versus Ilya Dragunov at NXT TakeOver 36. Would you like to see one man try and murder somebody else in a wrestling ring? If you do, you have problems, but do I have the contest for you? I also have one word for you as well, intensity. For some reason, when Walter and Dragunov get together, they decide the best way to sell their rivalry is for the bigger man to try and rip the head off the smaller man, but honestly, it's hard to turn away from. It's like a one-sided car crash. I don't know what that means. The reason it works, though, is because Walter is superb as the unstoppable bully, whereas Dragunov just knows how to both act like he's dead and then fire back with all the power and joy of a true hero. If wrestling is meant to suspend your disbelief, then this is all you ever need. They just get it right every time. Nothing about it could be described as smooth or nice, but nor is it meant to, and when Ilya slowly figures out how to take down the giant, you are with him every step of the way. He also does that nuts flying headbutt. How are both these guys still walking? Do you want to know how Dragunov wins too? By basically killing Walter. He strangles him to such a degree it was lose or die, and that just opens up a whole new conversation. A true masterpiece in every sense of the word, and like nothing else, you will see in 2021. Number 3, Kenny Omega versus Hangman Page at AEW Full Gear. Let us never forget how important stories are when it comes to a big payoff match. Even if you had only just started watching AEW a few weeks before Full Gear, as long as you had picked up the redemption story of Hangman Adam Page, you could invest in this. The fact that his opponent happened to be Kenny Omega, who was an integral part of that narrative, was just the icing on the cake, almost like we had this planned. It didn't even matter that it was obvious the cowboy was going to win. Every single person wanted that anyway, so why take it away from them? So the skill came in making moments that just for a single second made you bite. So that's what they did. There was also a ton of callbacks that reward you for sticking with the product for the last however long. And when Kenny blasted his former tag partner with kicks only for Paige to get up and shout, "Is that all you got, mother flubber?" Well, I think I wanted him to win more than getting oxygen into my lungs. And that's a dumb thing to say, but I couldn't help it. It also showed that his confidence was back and that he believed he could do this. And at no point did we ever go overboard with finishes or near falls. They were protected for future encounters. This too is insanely stiff, but all you need to see is the reaction when Hangman hits the Buckshot Lariat to become the champion. Thousands of individuals just over the moon that their guy had won. Without wanting to labor the point, this is pro wrestling right here. Number 2, Jeff Cobb versus Shingo Takagi at NJPW Wrestle Kingdom. Have I kept up with New Japan as much as I would like this year? The answer is sadly not. With all the madness, watching wrestling became harder and harder, but I always made sure to check out the big time clashes that would have likely been included on lists like this. And I tell you, none were better than Jeff Cobb versus Shingo Takagi at New Japan's biggest show. Cobb acted like the strongest man to ever live, and as soon as the bell rang, you started to wonder if he was actually the son of Zeus. It's almost like they took a leaf out of each other's books as this settled in, with Jeff smashing out leapfrogs and drop kicks like that's normal for a moving wall, and some of the comebacks by Shingo, sheesh. So this was just a war between two dudes at the top of their game? I ain't gonna lie to you. It is so, so good. Number 1, the Young Bucks versus the Lucha Brothers at AEW All Out. Is this the best tag team cage match ever? Well, I can't think of any better, because this really does have it all. Giving it up. Sorry, wrong video. Aside from the seriously crazy spots that happen from start to finish, it's the emotion of this that puts it over the top. The relationship between Phoenix and Penta holds the whole thing together, whereas Matt and Nick Jackson resort to previously unthought of new lows as they invent ways of inflicting pain that will make you go, my word. The pacing of the thing is also sublime, as you get 15 minutes of madness, 5 minutes of exhaustion, and the final 2-minute stretch that will have you screaming at your TV, even more so when Penta stares out at you under his destroyed mask. It just reaches in, grabs your heart, and pours it all over the floor. Even if you bullet point this, you'll be laughing to yourself. I mean, dive off the cage, thumbtack shoe to the face, destroy it off the top. It just builds and builds and then explodes with the perfect reaction from the fans as the Lucha Brothers finally won the AEW Tag Team titles. Once again, it's all about the heroes overcoming evil and the odds to do what everyone watching wanted them to do. I wouldn't call this simple because there's so much to it, but my word, does it work. What are you even still doing here? Go and watch it.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.